USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll from a strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey climbed to 22 with more than 1,000 people injured, according to Turkish officials. Rescue workers are still searching for people buried under the rubble of a number of collapsed buildings. Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu said 39 people so far have been rescued from the rubble of collapsed buildings. The Disaster and Emergency Management Group said monitoring centers gave magnitudes up to 6.8. They also said it was followed by 228 aftershocks, the strongest with magnitudes of over 5.5. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo lashed out in anger at an NPR reporter who accused him of shouting expletives at her. In a direct and personal attack, America's chief diplomat said the journalist lied to him and called her shameful. NPR says it will continue to stand by Mary Louise Kelly's reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Former California Representative Pete Stark Jr., an influential Democrat whose legislative work helped reshape America's healthcare system, has died at the age of 88. Stark's family said he died at his home in Maryland and did not disclose a cause of death. During his 40-year career in Congress, Stark helped craft the Affordable Care Act. He also created the 1986 law best known as COBRA, which allows workers to stay on their employer's health insurance after they leave a job as long as they pay the premium. Spacewalking astronauts plugged a leak in a cosmic ray detector outside the International Space Station, completing a series of complex repairs to give the instrument new life. The $2 billion Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer could resume its hunt for elusive antimatter and dark matter by midweek. Team members around the world expressed relief as NASA's Andrew Morgan and Italy's Lucia Parmato wrapped up the work on that spectrometer. It was their fourth and final spacewalk since November to revive the instrument's cooling system. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Canadian-born rock superstar has now become a United States citizen. For more on that story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Neil Young making the announcement on his website as he'd been trying for months to obtain dual citizenship, explaining to his fans the process was delayed because of the good moral character provision in the immigration application, as Young admitted to smoking marijuana. On Wednesday, Young and his wife, actress Daryl Hannah, obtained his naturalization documents in L.A., celebrating in an Instagram video singing, "I'm proud to be a Canadian, half American." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thousands of protesters continue to gather in central Baghdad to demand that American troops leave the country as anti-U.S. feelings run high following the drone strike ordered by President Donald Trump 3 weeks ago that killed a top Iranian general. It was being called the Million Man March, with crowds stretching for miles in every direction. The attack had already triggered angry demonstrations previously that spilled over into attacks against the United States Embassy in Baghdad that triggered the deployment of more U.S. troops to protect American citizens and their interests. U.S. officials have halted all counter-ISIS operations for the roughly 5,000 American troops who have worked closely with Iraqi counterparts. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.